You're listening to the Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights Podcast. We're recording every day the markets are open. Subscribe today and also follow us at callputstrike.com. Happy Monday, everybody. Thank you for joining us today. It is Monday, June 22nd. I can't believe it's already almost the end of the month. With that, I know we see a lot more listeners starting to tune in, which is awesome and very exciting, but we'd love to hear more from you about what you like, don't like, what we could improve upon, what you want to see more of, and any other general feedback, or even just to say hello and that you're listening. We'd appreciate any interactions. Shoot us an email at news@callputstrike.com. You can find us on Facebook as well at Call Put Strike, and also on Twitter in the Twitter sphere. We have a little bit different name. It is at @CPS_insights. So that's CPS, like Call Put Strike, _insights. And again, you can shoot us an email at news@callputstrike.com. Sorry for that little interlude there and self-promotion for hearing your feedback, but it really would mean a lot to us to hear from you. So that being said, without further ado, I will take you into Monday's market news, and here we go. Another week. Let's get going. We have seen a large influx of new listeners, so just want to thank you all for sharing. And as such, I'm going to introduce myself. My name is Scott Ponywaz, and I am the host as well as the publisher of CallPutStrike.com. Myself and our team of exceptional writers and journalists put together the content on the CallPutStrike.com site, and we summarize it each day for you in our daily financial news and insights podcast, as well as our daily email newsletter. So you can always sign up there at CallPutStrike.com. And without further ado, I am going to jump into today's markets for the first half of the episode. The housing market is faltering, and Virgin Galactic has partnered with NASA. This is your daily financial news summary for Monday, June 22nd, 2020. The market fluctuated between gains and losses on Monday. The major indexes finished in the green, with the Dow Jones gaining 0.6%, the S&P 500 with a 0.7% increase, and the NASDAQ finished out with a 1.1% increase. States around the country reported increasing coronavirus cases over the weekend. California reported 4,515 new cases on Sunday, which is the highest one-day surge so far. Florida also rose by an increase of 4,049 on Saturday. Utah, Arizona, Nevada, Missouri, South Carolina, and Montana also saw one-day record highs this weekend. These surges are putting a damper on the reopening process that is occurring across the country. Justin Wiedner of Deutsche Bank said, quote, "Our analysis identifies several states that are demonstrating worrying trends according to both the breadth and intensity of the COVID outbreak, including Arizona, Alabama, California, Florida, and Georgia, among others. These trends continue to point to the presence of downside risks to the economic outlook from the pandemic," end quote. Again, that was Justin Wiedner of Deutsche Bank. Larry Kudlow, President Trump's top economic advisor, made a declaration on Monday that the second wave of coronavirus cases, quote, "isn't coming," end quote. He said that the new cases being reported were simply isolated hotspots. The statement came after the United States saw over 30,000 new COVID cases over the weekend. Kudlow also spoke about a new stimulus package, with more details to come in July. New York City entered phase two of its reopening plan today. Consumers can now access hair salons, outdoor patio dining at restaurants, and they can begin shopping in stores. Approximately 300,000 employees will now be returning to work, it's estimated. Casinos are now open in the state of New Jersey as of today as well. They are allowed to operate at a maximum capacity of 25%, including their indoor dining. Virgin Galactic, a spaceflight company owned by the famous Richard Branson, recently announced that the company would be partnering with NASA to arrange trips to the International Space Station. This could include anything from private citizen trips to research missions. Virgin Galactic's shares responded by shooting up to the moon by over 14% after that reveal. The sale of houses fell by 9.7% between April to May. This is a drop that was larger than expected and has now hit the lowest level since 2010. Analysts were expecting a drop of 5.6%. However, there is hope for increased activity in the near future. Lawrence Yoon of NAR spoke of the situation, quote, "Sales completed in May reflect contract signings in March and April, during the strictest times of the pandemic lockdown, and hence the cyclical low point. Home sales will surely rise in the upcoming months with the economy reopening and could even surpass 1 year ago figures in the second half of the year," end quote. Again, that's Lawrence Yoon of NAR. Moving on, Sherwin-Williams, another that is definitely involved in the home and real estate industry. Sherwin-Williams, the paint producer, saw its shares rise by over 2% during the pre-market trading on Monday. The company has recently increased its sales guidance for the quarter. Within the last 3 months, the company has increased by 41%. CEO John Morikis said, quote, "We are raising our second quarter sales guidance given our ability to capture and serve greater than expected demand in our North American architectural businesses," end quote. My assumption here, and this is a personal opinion, I'm guessing we're starting to see the onslaught of many of the renovations that happened while restaurants, bars, retailers, etc. were closed, as well as majority of other businesses. Not to mention many of those home improvement projects. So that wraps up the first part of today's episode of Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights. The second half, we will be diving into a little bit more for the business owners out there about some of the benefits of making a business green. This is also good information for you traders and investors to understand why businesses go the green route. Before that, we'll take a quick pause for a word from our sponsors and be right back for the second half of today's episode. And welcome back to the second half of Call Put Strike Daily Financial News and Insights. For the second half of today's episode, we dive into a interesting market insight or trend or even market education topic. So today we're going to discuss the benefits of making a business green. And while some of this might be interesting to business owners, a lot of this will also be interesting for those of you investing in the markets. So when you hear that green catchphrase, you'll now understand a little bit more about what some of these companies are actually discussing or even thinking of for their ROI. So here we go. Businesses around the country have slowly but surely been adapting their operations to a greener alternative. Business owners should be aware of the many benefits of going green in case they want to apply these changes to their own companies. And for investors, it helps to understand why these companies are thinking the way that they are. Many know the brand Patagonia. Patagonia was one of one that was at the forefront, and also REI and Whole Foods, a couple of majorly successful companies out there, and very recognizable brands. It's natural that these outdoor industry leaders and organic grocers would be stewards of the land, but as others put their focus on becoming green, many market insiders are wondering why or how it can impact a business and its bottom line. And many may wonder why companies like Patagonia, REI, and Whole Foods are the ones that many of these companies going green have turned to as some of the leaders in this space. So, quote, going green is appealing to customers is one of the main reasons why companies choose to go green. Many consumers understand that taking care of the environment is crucial. These people tend to do their part as an eco-conscious consumer, which includes spending more money on products that are more eco-friendly. It is a good idea to build loyalty with these customers, as they will often pass the message on to others, increasing brand awareness. This will also improve a company's reputation and show that you care about helping the community and the world as a whole. Another reason is to appeal to employees and prospective employees. Consumers are not the only people who care about helping the environment. Employees do as well. So companies that incorporate green-friendly alternatives into their workplace, employees will often take notice and appreciate this. These changes could include going paperless, improving the recycling system, and investing in green energy sources. Showing employees that a company cares about the environment can result in improved morale as well as an increase in productivity. So the big one for most businesses when they're considering the green shift is green solutions actually can lead to saving money. Deciding to go green will eventually leave you with more money in your pocket as a business owner in many cases. A simple change such as switching fluorescent bulbs for LEDs will significantly decrease your energy output. This will lower your electric bill and you won't need to change the bulbs as often. As well, consider switching out old workplace appliances for energy-efficient ones such as Energy Star, as these will end up also using up less electricity, and in the end up saving the business money. Another area for businesses to save money is through the tax benefits for green initiatives. There are a variety of green tax credits and deductions that you can apply for if a business qualifies. As an example, if your business purchases certain equipment, you can receive a tax credit of 30% for solar, fuel cells, or wind, and 10% for geothermal, microturbines, and combined heat and power. The equipment that would be eligible includes solar technology, fuel cells, wind turbines, microturbines, combined heat and power, as well as geothermal machinery. Changing your office building and turning it green will also qualify you for a tax deduction. This could include installing high-efficiency lighting and HVAC. The deduction would be for a maximum of $1.80 per square foot that has these new systems in place. However, the systems need to be reducing energy and power consumption by at least 50% in order to qualify. You would need to get a certification from a qualified engineer showing that the power reduction is also true. So, in order to get this deduction, you can be either the owner or the lessee of the building. So, allows you to capitalize even if you are not the actual owner of your space. In order to claim energy investment credit, you will need to fill out a form 3468, which, of course, your accountant will be able to help you with. If you work with that accountant, let them know that you would like to apply for this credit and provide them with all the necessary receipts and paperwork. If you're planning on investing in this, it probably is a smart idea to work with them to make sure that you have exactly what you need to prove things out ahead of time and request the proper paperwork. Applying for a deduction will just involve you filling out the quote other deductions section when you do fill out that tax return. So again, we're not accountants, we're not lawyers, so definitely consult with your accountants. You can hear our standard release of liability at the end of this episode. But with that, that wraps up today's trends and insights segment about the benefits of going green for business owners. And that wraps up tonight's episode of Call Put Strike, Daily Financial News and Insights for June 22nd, 2020. As a reminder, shoot us an email. We'd love to hear from you just to know that our listeners are real. And maybe we'll give you a shout out on next episode. Our email is news, N-E-W-S, at callputstrike.com. Again, news at callputstrike.com. My name is Scott Ponywaz, the publisher of callputstrike.com. And that concludes our episode. Have a great evening. Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform. And head over to callputstrike.com for more financial news and insights. And now for our quick disclaimer. Stock recommendations and comments presented on callputstrike.com and the Call Put Strike podcast are solely those of the analysts and experts quoted. They do not represent the opinions of callputstrike.com or Call Put Strike podcast on whether to buy, sell, or hold shares of a particular stock. Investors should be cautious about any and all stock recommendations and should consider the source of any advice on stock selection. Various factors, including personal or corporate ownership, may influence or factor into an expert's stock analysis or opinion. All investors are advised to conduct their own independent research into individual stocks before making a purchase decision. In addition, investors are advised that past stock performance is no guarantee of future price appreciation. Opinions expressed here are the author's alone, not those of any bank, credit card issuer, hotel, airline, or other entity. This content has not been reviewed, approved, or otherwise endorsed by any of the entities included within the podcast. And by using this podcast, listening to it, you are agreeing to the terms of use and privacy policy outlined on callputstrike.com.